Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about this episode, your gut inflammation and a cancer risk. So we're going to look at that. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. Our devotion is in Philippians 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That's right. He's your Savior. He's your Redeemer. He's your Prince of Peace. He's your Captain of the Host. So what isn't there to rejoice about, really? So if you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to get into your scripture. Pray always. Never ceasing. Pray, pray, pray. And, you know, don't worry about anything. Just pray about everything. All right, and we're going to move along into our topic, which is your gut inflammation and the cancer risk. So if you are aware, chronic inflammation can increase the risk of disease. Now, the gastro cases have been on the rise with the noticeable spike around 2010. Younger adults are not immune and has been concerning health professionals. What is driving up the inflammation in the younger folks? Now, let's see, Weill Cornell Medical published their findings in January 2026, and they speculated the immune system may not be signaling gut cells to respond with acute inflammation. So they also found an association with an increased risk of colon cancer with these cases. Here is one of their quotes from the study. We have identified a chain reaction within the immune system that may help explain why people with inflammatory bowel disease face a much greater risk of colorectal cancer. The powerful inflammation signal flips on specialized gut immune cells, which then call in waves of white blood cells from the bone marrow and rewire them in ways that help tumors grow. This process appears to damage DNA in the gut lining and create tumor-friendly environments. End of quote. Now, the researchers also state people with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBD, show protein markers called TL1A, which they identified as a protein signal also associated with colon rectal cancer. There's also some resistant foods. One may ask about the ultra-processed foods and how this relates, and the GMO foods. They could be contributing to your gut inflammation and gastrointestinal cancers. Science assures the public that these foods are not a cancer risk of a disease at all. However, there are research papers that tell us that such foods disrupt the gut's microbiome. However, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, they published findings suggesting that GMO foods or re-engineered foods need to be reconsidered or looked at carefully before people consume them. Here is a quote from their report in July 2015. They say GMOs contain added genes to produce specific proteins, such as for pest resistance, but have been reported to be digested and processed like any other food protein. So, you know, we're being told they're safe, but are they? So the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology also adds, GMOs are genetically modified organisms. We're talking about the genetic content of the food's organisms being altered, plants and animals, also known as genetically modified organisms. So they're changed. They're not like the natural form. So what this research was saying is that 10 years ago, scientists reported re-engineered foods were harmful to humans. They were creating and addressing the need for producing higher crop yields. That's why they made them, reducing, you know, we don't want world hunger and all that, but it's damaging. If these pesticides and herbicides are damaging pests and fungus, what do you think they're going to do to you? However, the result of doing, they created these health risks for re-engineered options. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine. They said, the introduction of novel proteins into foods may elicit harmful allergic responses in the body, including hypersensitivities. The potent harmful effects cannot be overlooked. End of quote. So who ignored these warnings? And who rubber stamped approval on this type of food chain that we're now having to deal with? Needless to say, when you're eating bad foods, it does not maintain a balance of the nature needs. It doesn't break down the foods properly. And then you've got this gut barrier, increases the risk of breaking down your biome gut barrier. And then you can get leaky gut syndrome, which can arouse an immune system to react. But the researchers were really not done with the warnings back in 2015. They go on to say, ultra-processed foods, which often contain industrial additives, emulsifiers, and high levels of omega-6-rich seed oils, are thought to disrupt the gut microbiome and cause chronic inflammation, which can fuel tumor growth. Additionally, they say the long-term impact on the society cannot be overruled, as it includes the health risk of all the people involved, to be producers, farmers, or even the consumers. So everybody won't escape if you're in somehow allowing these types of foods into your lifestyle. So what the researchers were also saying is GMOs are toxic to the body and will create illness and premature death. Here is their list of the concerns when you consume genetically modified organisms. They have direct health effects, listed as number one. Then they have provokes an allergic reaction. And then they question the stability of the inserted genes. They also question the nutritional effects with genetic modifications, as well as unintended effects caused by gene insertion, as well as specific components that have nutritional toxic properties. Well, so you have foods that are contaminated with glyphosate, which causes cancer, and weird genes, and if that's not enough to sabotage your gut, add the occasional antibiotic or daily prescription medication. Read the food labels, and you'll find an abundance of soy, corn, and canola in what you are eating, which are genetically altered ingredients. And for sure, this is a prescription for leaky gut, inflammation, and immune system deregulation. There is also the risk that the gene DNA that they are splicing into the GMOs may transfer into your gut microbiome bacteria and thus change how your digestive system actually functions. This is a genetically modifying of humans through their food. So the message that the masses and the doctors have been given regarding the engineered foods is that they are the same as the original foods. Therefore, the physicians are really not looking at the smoking gun of the genes in these artificial foods now being altered and causing havoc in the body. Here is Director Jill Roberts, Center for Inflammatory Bowel Disease at Weill Cornell. She says, irritable bowel diseases and its potential role associated with colorectal cancers, which have had few strategies to mitigate this cancer risk. So they really don't have too much to help you deal with this problem once you get it. So if you like apples and you eat, let's say, half an apple before going to bed, you didn't want anything too heavy, but you were a little hungry. So you eat half the apple and you leave the other half on the kitchen counter. And in the morning, the apple looks as if you had just sliced it open. It hasn't turned brown. That's not normal for a perishable food. You bought a GMO apple that was spliced with spider DNA that has high vitamin C to prevent the spoilage and extend the shelf life. Spider DNA. Now, you want to fight back. The inorganic food is pretty much poisonous. And when we realize this, we begin to make dietary changes. We grow a garden. We eat only organic foods. We make our own dishes. We don't eat out. We don't rely on prepackaged stuff. So you really, you can't risk it. Personally, you just can't. Your digestive system is the body's most important organ. You can't survive without it being healthy. And I tend to stress the importance of cleansing the system of these toxins and looking for alternative remedies for these ailments. So Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, confirmed for us that dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. And astragalus root, you add that to the dandelion, it magnifies the power of the dandelion root, which does not affect healthy cells. The healthy cells ignore it. So science also confirmed for us, milk thistle stops cancer cells from spreading. They know this. They're trying to make drugs out of these herbs, but if they can't make something that's patentable, they're not interested. But you can be empowered with the natural plants that our creator provided. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They do have the dandelion. They have the astragalus. They have a bunch of things you may be interested in. And their number is 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. Their web address, thepowerherbs.com. They specialize in toxin removal, immune support, and metabolic support. So that covers a wide gamut of things. You know, cleanse and nourish, and you got most things whooped. That's pretty simple and basic, but why should it be complicated? Why would you be behind the eight ball when you don't need to be? Give them a call and sign up for their newsletters on thepowerherbs.com. They go out each week, and they're absolutely free. And I want to thank you for listening and sharing, but I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.